gentlemen.
How are you guys tonight? More of that shit. More than that. I'm funnier than that shit, bitches. More than that. More than that. I'm funnier than that. I'm very funny. I'm in movies. I'm in movies. Thank you. You're a little starstruck. Calm down. How are you? How are you guys? Last show of the whole fucking weekend. How are you guys? You guys doing good? Oh, it's so hot. It's so hot. I love it. We are shooting a Comedy Central CD that will be out in May. So I'm going to like end up going for like 14 hours tonight, if that's cool with you. 14 hours. This is called 14-Hour Show. That's what we call it, the 14-Hour Show. How are you guys? You doing good? And that's going to be track one of it, me saying the 14-Hour Show thing. And that's track two, me telling you what track one is, being the 14-Hour Show. That's track three, me telling you that tracks two and one are the 14-Hour Show. Oh my God, I love Seattle so much. It's so good to be here, you guys. I flew out here, thank you, both of you. I flew out here Wednesday, and I can't say the name of the airline I took, but they're somewhere southwest of here. It's southwest. How much can an airline connect, you guys? Holy ass cock, has anyone ever flown southwest? You can't get from here to Ellensburg without four stops, you guys. Well, first we have to stop in Squim and pick up Keith. Then over to Poulsbo where we drop off Earl, which is a treat. One time they flew me from LA to Arizona and they connected me in Vegas, but they didn't connect my shit. So I called up Southwest and I was like, if you guys lose my shit permanently, how are you going to reimburse me for this? And the lady goes, oh, well, we'll give you 60 cents a pound. So I'm thinking 60 cents a pound. If you don't know where my shit is, how do you know what it weighs, you know? Are they just going to trust me when I tell them what I had and mentally add that up? You know, well, I had my bowling ball. My lucky anvil was in there. My 200-pound shirt. That's so weird. I think the shittiest gig I ever had was actually when I started out here, I had to perform at a midget convention in Montana. Yeah, seriously, I don't know which one's fucking worse, that I was at a midget. What do you do at a midget convention, too? So are your fingers weird looking, too? Like, what do you say at a midget convention? And they even told me there, they said, you can't get in there. You can't get in there at all. And I'm thinking, yeah, unless I fucking walk over the gate, then I can get in. That's the only way. You know what I mean? I go to the front counter and I go, my name's Kyle Cesum, the comedian tonight. And the lady goes, oh, well, just so you know, there's a lot of little people here. So if you could not make fun of them, that would be great. I thought she meant kids. So I said, well, why would you let them in here? And she goes, what? And I go, most places I work, they're not allowed in. Now she's like shitting like seven different kinds of shit in front of me and like just doesn't understand what's wrong. And then an actual midget walked by and said, hello. You know how they talk. And I said, I think the worst thing you can say when a midget walks by, I pointed at him and went, oh, that kind, which they don't want to hear. It's not a nice thing to say to a midget. It's bad. And I was in Montana on the way there, I got to the city called Haugen, Montana. Haugen, Montana is only a restaurant. Okay, that's it. It's called the 10,000 Silver Dollar Restaurant, and it's on the map as Haugen, Montana. And I got a flat tire there, and I called up AAA to come tow me, and the lady goes, how far are you from Booty? I said, do you mean Butte? At first I was thinking, wow, AAA has a lot of fucking services. That's fantastic. It's so nice. Wow. It's like, I have a flat tire. Are you getting laid? I didn't think of that. Sure. Send over the bitches. So she goes, what part of Haugen? So she goes, what part of Haugen are you in? That was her question. What part of Haugen are you in? I'm like, non-smoking. Can you get someone here? And then she puts me on hold for like 20 minutes and comes back and goes, guess what? I just found someone in Haugen that can help you. I'm like looking around the restaurant, right? The guy on the phone next to me, flat tire, let's go see, come on. Wiggly stickly. I don't think he walked like that. That'd be weird. Let's go fix your tire, what can he do? So nice to be in a real city, too. I've been doing these colleges. I just did like 100 colleges from like August to November, and they're all in the fucking middle of nowhere. Every college, I'm like, so what do you guys do for fun? And their answer is, our Walmart's open 24 hours, and that's not fun at all, you guys. Who needs Walmart open 24 hours? Have you ever woken up at 4 in the morning going, right now I need a watch, a candy bar, and an...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?